You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 8 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, and the need to add to our faith. We begin this season talking about how faith has to be the foundation. And then after establishing that, we've looked at various characteristics that we are to add to our faith. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about brotherly kindness. So let's get started. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Now for this reason also, apply in all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness. That word there, brotherly kindness, is what we're talking about here today. The Greek word is the word Philadelphia, which you recognize the name of the city, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. That's why it's known as that, because that is what that word means. It means love for brethren. This is, as Strong defines it, a fraternal affection. And in the New Testament, it's about love for fellow Christians. That's important. This is not love toward others in general. We'll talk about that in the next episode, where Peter talks about adding love. But this is brotherly kindness, brotherly love, brotherly affection. This is directed toward our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, when we think about this trait of brotherly kindness, as we've been doing with each of these characteristics, we've seen that Peter said, add these to your faith. What if we don't start with faith? What if we decide we were going to add these characteristics without adding them to faith? What does brotherly kindness look like without faith? The reality is that many unbelievers will do good to others. They'll show kindness to others. They'll provide charity. They will be kind and good and loving to their brethren, to their brothers. Yet without faith, this brotherly kindness is going to be incomplete. It's not going to be what it ought to be. Over in Luke chapter 14, Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, it says that he went on to say to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors. Otherwise, they may also invite you in return, and that may be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Now, what is Jesus talking about here? When you have someone inviting his brothers, his rich neighbors, his relatives, and Jesus says, don't invite them, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. The point that he's making here is that he was talking about those who invite only their friends or only those that they thought they could get something out of them. They were the only ones that they would invite to these feasts. On one hand, obviously we know that it's good to show kindness to others, and Jesus was not condemning that per se. But what they were doing and what Jesus was pointing out was that they were inviting these people to the neglect of helping those who were in need, or excluding those deliberately, excluding them who were not in a position to maybe later help them like the rich people would be. And so they were not helping those who were in need. What was going on here was that they were helping those that they wanted to help rather than the ones that the Lord would have expected them to help. When we're thinking about this idea of brotherly kindness, what brotherly kindness looks like without faith is that we then define what a brother is as we want to, not as the Lord would want us to. And we'll talk about that more as we get in this episode. But when we think about what brotherly kindness looks like without faith, what it also does, if you remember the Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, the reason why he gave that parable, the occasion that prompted him giving this parable, teaching this parable, was someone who was told, you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, your strength and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, in Luke 10 and verse 27. And that was what the man answered. This was what the law said. Jesus told him in verse 28, you have answered correctly, do this and you will live. Well, verse 29, wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And then he gives the parable of the good Samaritan, about the Samaritan proved to be a good neighbor to the one who was in need, and these other ones that probably should have helped him, who were his brethren in as far as a nationality goes, and those who were his neighbors in that sense, they refused to help. The priest and the Levite, they didn't help, but the Samaritan did. He proved to be a neighbor. What Jesus was doing in that parable was he was pointing out the fact that this man, when he was asking, well, who is my neighbor? And the same question could be asked, well, who is my brother? The question is asked to try to limit one's responsibility and ignore others. This man would say, well, if I'm supposed to help my neighbor, well, if I know who my neighbor is, then I can exclude other people. And brotherly kindness without faith looks to narrow it to where we want to narrow it, where we help who we want to help, where we show kindness to who we want to show kindness to, rather than doing what the Lord expects us to do or what the Lord has called us to do. So what does brotherly kindness look like with faith? This is what we need to understand, because we are adding to our faith. Faith is the foundation. And the source of faith, as we've talked about, is the Word of God. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. What does the Word of God have to say about brotherly kindness and what brotherly kindness looks like when we have faith? Well, over in Romans chapter 12, in verse 10, Paul says there, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Brotherly kindness with faith is seen as a devotion to one another. We need to be reminded by passages like this that as Christians, we are a spiritual family in Christ. We are sons of God, 1 John 3 and verse 1 says. We belong to this spiritual family. Jesus himself is willing to call us brethren, Hebrews 2 and verse 11. We are to be devoted to one another. That word devoted, Strong's defines as cherishing one's kindred. This is not just some random person. This is not just someone that, well, we come in contact with them. We are, you know, to be good and kind to all people. This is recognizing that no matter who someone is, no matter what their background is, if they are a child of God, they are our brethren, and we are to be devoted to them. Then over in Galatians chapter 5, what does brotherly kindness look like with faith? Well, understanding who our brethren are, we are to serve one another. Galatians 5 and verse 13, it says, for you are called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Verse 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word in this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Brethren, what are you to do? Through love, serve one another. This means that we are going to do good to our brethren. This means, as Paul would go on in the book of Galatians, on into chapter 6, that we will provide help spiritually. Verse 1 in chapter 6, brethren, if anyone is caught in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one with a spirit of gentleness. Each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. If someone is struggling spiritually, we need to help them. It also means helping them when they are in some material need, physical need. Galatians 6 and verse 10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Help those who are our brethren. And when we do this, another way we show brotherly kindness, what this looks like with faith, 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, Peter says, since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. Be sincere about this. With a pure heart means we don't have any ulterior motives. We're not like those that we read about earlier in Luke chapter 14, where Jesus said, well, you're offering a feast and you're inviting those who are rich. You're trying to get something out of it. We're not trying to get something out of someone else. We're not doing this because we think someone might be able to help us down the road. We're simply doing this because they are our brethren. Show brotherly love. Add brotherly love to our faith. And when we do this, what this is going to look like is that we're not just going to talk about this, but we're actually going to practice this. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. What does brotherly kindness look like with faith? We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to actually put it into practice. We are going to be devoted to one another. We are going to serve one another. That means helping one another spiritually. That means helping one another when there is a material need or some physical need like that. We're going to do this without any ulterior motives. Do it in deed and in truth. Now, how do we go about adding brotherly kindness to our faith? We've talked about what it looks like when we add brotherly kindness to our faith. How do we go about doing this? We go to the Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. As we go to that source, how does the Word say we add brotherly kindness? Well, over in the book of Galatians, again, Galatians this time in chapter 3, one thing we need to do is recognize who our brethren are. I mentioned earlier that Jesus was condemning those who would define a brother the way that they wanted to, that they would show kindness to the ones that they wanted to show kindness to, and they would exclude others because, well, that person was inferior, that person was not someone who was worth helping, or whatever the reason might be, the lame and the crippled and the blind and all of them. If we're going to add brotherly kindness to our faith, how do we do that? We recognize who our brethren are. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26, who are our brethren in Christ? For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Here he's describing those who believe in Christ. We're baptized into Christ. If we've done that, we're sons of God. That means we are brethren. And he goes on in verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise. All those lines that we might use to divide us, whether by race or by class or whatever it might be, and our society divides people a lot in these different categories and wanting to put people in different boxes. And sometimes we are tempted to divide ourselves in that way. If we are in Christ and others are in Christ, it doesn't matter if they have a different skin color. It doesn't matter if they are richer than us or poorer than us or from some other country. It doesn't matter any of these other things. What matters is that they are sons of God through faith and they have clothed themselves with Christ by being baptized into Christ. We have to recognize who our brethren are. And as we read in Galatians 6 and verse 10, do good to all people, but especially those who are of the household of faith. Be especially mindful of them. Add brotherly kindness. This doesn't mean we isolate ourselves from the world. It doesn't mean we ignore those who are in the world who may need our help. But it does mean there's a different relationship that we have with our brethren, especially those who are the household of faith. We have to recognize who our brethren are if we're to add brotherly kindness to our faith. Otherwise, if we don't add this, then we may be ignoring our brethren when we should be helping them. Also, in 1 John chapter 3, how do we add brotherly kindness to our faith? We need to remember the love that the Lord has shown for us. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We see what the Lord has done for us. Christ was willing to offer his life on the cross for us. We see the love that he has shown to us. We ought to be willing to do the same. John would go on to say in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. God is love. Jesus was willing to die for us. And God the Father was willing to send him to die for us. We should show love for one another. So if we understand this, we see what the Lord has done to us or done for us. We see what God the Father has done for us. And the response should be, we should be able to extend love to our brethren. And also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, how do we add brotherly kindness to our faith? We need to be continually reminded about this, just like we're doing now. Just like Paul did in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. It says, Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed, you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia, but we urge you, brethren, to excel still more. We may know what to do. We may be doing it. We may be practicing brotherly love, brotherly kindness, but excel still more. We need to be reminded about this. We need to evaluate ourselves based on those reminders and see, am I doing everything that I can be doing? Am I serving the brethren? Am I devoted to the brethren? Am I showing love with a sincere heart and not with ulterior motives? Am I doing those things? Excel still more. Continue to grow and improve in this. And so as we look at these various characteristics, we are to add to our faith. Our faith needs to be an active faith. Our faith needs to be a growing faith. And we add to our faith by, among other things, adding brotherly kindness. We have to recognize the common bond that we have as Christians. And doing that, recognizing that, show love to our brethren as the Lord has shown to us.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Next week, we're going to be continuing this series. We have one final characteristic to talk about here in this series of lessons on 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to be talking about adding love. So until then, I hope you have a great week.